if you're like God-fearing Americans everywhere, you're starting your day with a hot cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a new study that shows that drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a longer life.
Ooh.
And you can actually, you know, it can help you survive if you have cardiovascular issues.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But the drawback is it's only black coffee.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. The dairy.
Yeah, the $15 milkshake with just a little bit of caffeine
syrups.
That you get at Starbucks, that doesn't work.
The whipped cream
has the opposite effect.
Yeah, yeah, like anything healthy, it's only good for you if you don't enjoy it.
Exactly.
They've been putting the term raw dogging out there is in time when you're not using your phone.
Yeah, like, mostly on planes where they say you're not reading, you're not looking at anything, you're just kind of staring into space.
You're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And this is so interesting because I just learned about this study that I was reading about yesterday where they put people in a room with just their thoughts for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously people getting antsy. There's no phone. There's no people to talk to.
It's like you're on a desert island.
Yeah.
And they would just start going crazy. And the second half of the study was so much more interesting. For some people, put in a red button that if they press the red button, you will get a mild electric shock.
Okay.
So then they left them alone in the room with nothing but this red button.
Except the red button.
The women in this study, 25% of the time, pressed the red button.
Okay.
So they voluntarily shocked themselves.
Yeah.
So,
for entertainment.
Yeah.
Right.
A quarter of the ladies did it.
Yep.
Okay.
Two-thirds of the guys pressed the button.
Yeah.
What does that say about guys or women? Just that there's this big gap between the two. Like, the women were probably much more fine just sitting there alone with their thoughts.
Right.
But more often than not, the guys decided to inflict pain upon themselves.
Well, and that's I wonder if the women were scared how bad it was going to hurt. So maybe that's why they didn't.
Right, maybe a little more fear.
Yeah, because if it was like a little zap, I would press it immediately and see like how many times I could do it in a minute or something to pass the time.
That would then it becomes something to do.
Right. Because I for one could not sit in a room by myself for 15 minutes. Like,
really?
Oh no, I'm not a thought person. I don't like sitting in my thoughts. I don't like being alone. I hate being bored. I get bored easy.
Okay.
I'm the best and worst candidate for that sort of thing. So I can see, but I could also see, like, I don't have a high pain tolerance, so I could see the women being scared to press it.
Sure.
Of course, women are tougher than men anyway, though.
They
it's
are.
Like, you know, they go through childbirth.
Yeah.
And just look at a guy when he gets a cold.
Yeah, he's a big baby. Yeah.
That's true.
But I think it's the same concept that when they sit down the plate in front of you and say, careful, hot plate, you touch it.
See, and I'm one
Let me see if it is hot. Yeah, you're right, it's hot.
Is it hot now? Ow!
And you know what? It might be like the girls are following directions better than the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't paying attention.
And they hear the, you know, it could cause some pain, and the guys just went over their head.
But maybe money comes out. I don't know.
What happens when I press this button?
Does it only have one charge? Let me see. Does it have two?
Is this the easy button from Staples? What is this? Three things you want to know this morning. Let's say you're a mad scientist. What would you do with Ozzy Osbourne's DNA? Would you clone him? That is the opportunity you might have. Liquid Death, the water people. They are selling empty iced tea cans that were once drank by Ozzy Osbourne. So there is trace amounts of his saliva. It's $450 each if you'd like to have that as a wonderful gift.
So somebody went through his trash and recycling and just like decided to sell them.
What's even more disturbing is people will buy that.
Yeah.
I know.
It almost sounds like, you know, something we'd be selling during our snake oil game.
Yeah. Or Halloween.
But Ozzy Osbourne saliva. Get yours now. This is kind of a key moment, a milestone. Streaming has now outpaced broadcasting cable TV.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people who are like maybe under 30, they, I haven't seen broadcast or cable TV in years. But
right.
It's still been a huge thing. But now streaming has surpassed traditional older forms of watching content.
Right.
Anybody want to guess what the number one streaming service is?
I'm going to say either Netflix or Peacock.
Okay.
Okay.
Woody?
I would grab it. I would go with the old school Netflix, the OG.
It's YouTube.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
YouTube.
Okay, that's... See, I don't even... Yeah, I don't
12%
view
of YouTube all television viewing is YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and if you get the YouTube TV, you know, you can get, like, broadcast channels on there, too.
Right.
So.
And right. Football games, there's a lot of football games mm-hmm. now that yeah. have, like, the that we did that. So that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to me. I watch it all the time. It's like, whatever you're interested in, it shows you million videos
about
that.
Yeah. Huh. So. Mm. Well, that's, it makes sense. So there were 34 animals that were rescued down in Louisiana by a Tennessee rescue called the Animal Rescue Corps here. So there were 29 dogs, 5 cats, and 3 children that were trapped in what is described as a house of horrors.
Oh, wow.
That's awful.
Awful. So they say the house was contained with high ammonia levels because of inches of feces and urine.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's awful. And there were kids in there.
Yeah, knee deep with children's diapers.
Oh.
I mean, it just gets worse, if you can believe it, as the article goes on. But they brought him up here to the Animal Rescue Corps' office, which is in Gallatin. All of the animals are getting treated. They're getting their vaccines and any other necessary treatments.
Wow.
But,
are the kids going to be okay?
It doesn't go on to say, yeah.
I would imagine they
go to foster care, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Relatives and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awful.
Just tragic. So thankfully there's places like Animal Rescue Corps and the Nashville Humane Association, too.
Yeah, they rescue
that
puppy mills, pups, and
somebody needs to go to prison for that. We've been talking with various people about things that we miss about Nashville that have changed over the years.
Stuff we used to enjoy or a vibe that's changed.
Yeah. We have Steven on the line with some thoughts on this matter, but you may know him by his other name.
I was employed at Channel 4 as Snowbird.
You are Snowbird!
Oh! The one and only bird with the word. So when you're talking about old Nashville versus new Nashville, I know a little something about that.
Right. You've seen all the changes.
I have. You know, I didn't ever advertise what I did for a living, but people are chatty. So if you're in line at the bank or something, people talk to you about whatever. So when the conversation ever starts to the, what do you do for a living? And I would tell them if they asked directly, you got 2 reactions. If they were a recent Nashville arrival, it was just a blank stare, no reaction, had no idea.
Right. What the heck is Snowbird?
Yeah.
If they were a local, someone who had been raised in Middle Tennessee in the last 30 or 40 years, they would lose their ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
Wow. I bet.
I think I still have a Snowbird bank.
Sure.
That Channel 4 gave away.
People that would just absolutely run across a field at a 5K run, you know, out in the middle of a park somewhere and say, "Oh, my God, I loved you when I was a kid. Oh, my God, I saw you at this event." Oh, you know, these people are 25, 30 years old. People, you know, kids around say, "I remember 20 years ago, you came to my elementary school and did an assembly. You came for my Read Across America week." Well, you guys did it.
We would run into each other at schools. Yeah.
Yeah, and Donaldson. And Holy Rosary for Celebrity Reader Day. And you know as well as I do, teachers love it. You stir them up and leave.
That's right.
That's right.
It's like being a grandparent. Nothing. You get to spoil them and then leave.
You accomplish nothing the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You made their day. You made their childhood. So
okay.
That's cool.
I did it for about 23 years, and it was a great gig, and I miss it every day, and I know there are people, you know, locals that also miss it every day because he's not.
All right.
He used to be.
That's our plan for the future. We need to bring back Opryland and Snowbird.
Yes.
Thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Wow.
That's amazing. Flash from the past.
Yep. For those of you that are new and you're kind of like, what are you talking about? Snowbird was like a mascot that Channel 4 has used over many, many years to promote, like, their weather forecast.
And their school closings and stuff like that, too.
When the winter weather hits.
So fun.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars. So why don't we do that? Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor-Outdoor Remodeling. Your dream home starts with structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hello. For the guys, we have Mike in Murfreesboro. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good. All right. Good luck to both of you. Let's warm up with a get acquainted question.
Sure. Let's start with Mike this time. What's the most adventurous food you've ever eaten?
I'll eat a little bit of anything, but I'll have to say snails.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What did you think?
Wasn't too bad. They were kind of like oysters Rockefellers, how they were fixed. They were
right.
Good.
Okay. A lot of butter. That helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
April, what about you? What's the most adventurous food you've ever eaten?
The one that's coming to mind is wild boar, and I was not a fan.
Wild boar.
Wild boar. Everybody always says, oh, this, that, it all tastes like chicken. Did it taste like chicken?
No, it tasted very tangy and kind of chewy, and it was not good for me.
Mm. Like a gamey kind of?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Which is a hard thing to describe, but if you've tasted something gamey, you
yeah.
get it.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Pass on the wild boar.
Yeah.
Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, and we begin things with a multiple choice question.
All right, April, did Sigourney Weaver play a character named Ripley in Alien, Transformers, or The Matrix?
Alien?
Alien.
Yes.
That's right. Good start.
Okay, Mike. Does HarryandDavid.com sell shoes, swimwear, or food baskets?
Oh, God. I would say shoes.
No. Food baskets.
No,
I feel
baskets.
Like that's every guy's safe
yeah.
Answer.
Yeah.
Is
we always
shoes.
Say,
yeah.
When in doubt, say shoes.
Yeah. Right. Quite often it's right. Not, unfortunately, yeah. this time.
All right, April.
Not a food basket.
In a hockey game, what player stands in an area called the crease?
Screw.
Okay. Ooh. Your chance to get right back into it, Mike. In a hockey game, what player stands in an area called the crease?
I would say the goalie.
The goalie
yeah.
is right. There you go.
All tied up.
Okay. The screw worked against you, April. You got him back into the game.
Okay. Here you go, Mike. You can pull ahead. Who played the title role in the Barbie movie?
Oh, God. And I don't watch TV. I don't know. Some blonde lady.
Some blonde lady. Yes, that is
yep,
correct.
It was Barbie.
We'll have to be more specific.
Screw.
Okay, all right.
He's desperate.
Yeah. We gave you a little extra time there, but yeah. He hopes you don't know this, April.
Who played the title role in the Barbie movie?
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. There you go.
Bonus points. You get both stars.
Okay.
Okay, so April, you are up now 2-1.
That means you can lock down a victory if you get this one right. What makes a Harrier jet different from regular fighter jets?
A Harrier jet?
A Harrier.
Harrier.
Harrier. Ran out of time. It can take off up and down like a helicopter.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that either.
I knew that one.
Okay.
And with the name like Harrier, it sounds like, is it covered in fur?
That's right. This is a Harrier jet than the rest of them.
Yeah.
It's a hare with 5 o'clock shadow.
All right, okay. Mike, if you get this one, you'll send it into overtime.
Okay, Mike, Sheba is a brand of what?
It's pet food.
We accept it. Cat food.
Yep.
That works.
Okay. You've got a tie. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition. All right. How many lines up to five will you need, Jim, to recite for you to name a song? April.
Three.
You want to do it in less than three there, Mike?
Let's go for it. Two, he says.
Whoa.
Okay. What do you think, April?
Let him try it.
Okay, two lines is what you get. That's all you get, and you got to give us the name of the song. Jim is going to recite them for you now.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
What is that song?
I know what movie it's from.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Celine Dion.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
My heart will go on.
Yes!
I love his process of getting there.
I know. We jumped inside your brain.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Unlike the Titanic, you did not sink. Well done.
What a great game. April, you were awesome. We're going to hook you up with some tickets for the Sounds game this week, Mike. And we thank both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I'm expecting to be relatively clear today after afternoon and night of lots of storms coming through.
Lots of rain.
Wow.
The water that came down in such a short period of time yesterday was crazy.
It was.
There was like flash flooding everywhere, and there never is where I live.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of on high ground a little bit. But the amount of rain that was coming down all at once, I happened to, like, I ran to the store to get some stuff before making dinner.
Yeah.
And I walked into Kroger, and then all of a sudden I just hear boom, you know, the thunder. And I look outside, and it's just a wall of water. And I'm like, eh, it'll pass. I do my shopping. I'm in there total of 10 minutes. And then for another, like, half hour, me and 30 people were under the, like, kind of entrance to Kroger.
Canopy.
But, yeah, nobody was willing to go out to their car because it was coming down so hard. And there was about 6 inches of water the cars were driving through.
Yeah.
And it was like being in a disaster movie. Like, a bunch of people you don't know, you're trapped somewhere.
Right.
And they're like, who's going to go? When's it going when's it going to end? I'm not going out in that.
Who's volunteering as tribute?
And then, there was, like, one guy. He's like, I guess I'm getting wet. And we're all, like, holding his hand, like, Godspeed to you.
Yeah, you got it.
Good luck with this. And we're like, he's the first one who's going to go. You know, like.
And you just watch his path to see, like, where he took. And,
yes. Yeah.
You stay here. I'll go for help. But, and you never have an umbrella, ever.
Oh, it was in the car.
It's in the car.
Yeah.
You never take it with you.
Exactly.
Ever.
I know. It's kind of gotten to the point now where, like, you have to check the weather just to go grocery shopping. Especially this time of year right now, like, that we're in. It's been so crazy and so stormy.
And then, it could be fine. It could be sunny. And then about 5 minutes later, it's dark and the storms come.
It was so loud. It was hard to have a conversation with my husband in our house.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
That it was so loud.
Right. Hitting the roof and everything.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, my granddaughter was supposed to have a softball game yesterday. It got canceled, obviously, and postponed. But, yeah, it's like in Murfreesboro, it rained really hard. And then the sun would come out, so it got really steamy for, like, 20 minutes. And then it would storm again. It's like, wow.
You see evaporation happen. Yeah. Fresh up.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM after a big rainy night. We could all use a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Winning circle walk around the neighborhood. This is a cute and funny story out of the UK. There was a woman who was turning 102 at a nursing home. And her only wish for her birthday was a male stripper. So the nursing home happily obliged and brought in a male stripper.
Oh, God, is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing a
butt.
Thong.
Yeah, he's wearing a thong. He's in a little, like, butler outfit. That's all she wanted, and she was very happy when she told her son, I spoke to him and I said, I hope I get a cheeky pinch of his butt.
A cheeky pinch. Nice.
I love it. You're 102 years old. You can get away with
anything.
Oh, 100%. The funniest part is, I guess she has dementia, which happened about 7 years ago, they think. Mm-hmm. And before that, she was this, like, very serious, quiet, meek woman.
Okay.
And since
then, now she's kind of turned loose.
Oh, yeah. Her son was like, she doesn't start a sentence without effing this, effing that.
Oh, wow.
Cussing at the king, like, all the things. And so they're like, we never would have expected our mom to want a stripper for her birthday, but here we are.
That's
love it.
That is really sweet. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is a day we always look forward to. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Nashville. We have a tailor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who is this little snowball you got with you?
This is Dollface. Dollface is about 2.5 years old. She's a miniature poodle. And she actually came from a puppy mill. So she has not had the easiest start to life. She has actually been in our care for a while now, but she needed multiple surgeries.
Oh.
Yeah. When she came in, she had like bladder stones that took up her whole bladder, a UTI. She needed a dental. So thanks to our amazing vet team, she is finally ready to find her forever home.
She looks kind of scared, but she'll warm up.
Yeah, she's doing great. She really, you know, she improved being in her foster home. Shout out to fosters because they truly save lives.
Absolutely.
But she really opened up and now she's just, you know, she's at the shelter. She get, you see her little personality come in and out, but we're definitely still learning that the car is okay.
All right.
And like strangers are okay. So she just... She needs somebody a little patient, but I think once she's in a home, like I give it a month before she's just...
Oh, she's jumping all over the place. Oh, yeah.
So 2.5, so she's not going to get any bigger.
No, she's full grown and she only weighs 11 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
She's a baby. She's forever baby.
She's a perfect little handful. She's a great size for somebody who needs something not super big, but a little cozy companion.
Yeah, she's so sweet. Like her little curly hair. Oh. She really is just like a little snowball.
Yeah, she
so
is.
So soft. Soft and fluffy.
Yeah.
She's adorable. Check her out on our social media. Of course, adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. What's her name again?
Dollface.
Dollface. So many dogs like Dollface. Dogs and cats looking for a forever home at the Nashville Humane Association. We highlight them every Wednesday on Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone studios. Thanks for tuning in. We've always maintained that the government should step in and not allow celebrities to name their own children.
Yes.
Because they always have really messed up names.
Another perfect example from a couple of crazy celebrities who've had a child together.
Right. We have Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. They were engaged and then they broke up. But then after that, they had a baby, 2 months old now. And the baby's name is Saga Blade Fox Baker. Which sounds like something you'd yell into a walkie-talkie during, like, Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
Take a blade, Fox Baker!
Bring in air support. I don't know, anybody that is a soldier at Fort Campbell, can you tell us, like, what that... Does that call in an airstrike?
Yeah. I guess Baker is actually Machine Gun Kelly's real last name.
Surname, yeah.
And, okay.
And after Megan Fox. I guess back when the baby was first born... Machine Gun Kelly had tweeted, you know, we finally have our celestial seed.
Oh, God, stop.
And so a lot of people thought that was the name of the baby, was Celestial Seed. I mean,
it might not be worse.
It makes as much sense. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, we talked about the government stepping in and either changing the name. If they don't change the name, I think, like, if it reaches a certain level of weirdness, that you have to put down, like, a deposit into a bank account for the 50 years of therapy they're going to need to handle living life with that name.
Or the process to change their name shouldn't be hard.
Well, I know, like, a little earlier this morning, we made reference to Blanket, the baby that was one of Michael Jackson's children. And I guess Blanket no longer uses Blanket as his name.
Yeah, once they had a choice.
I mean, I'm in the process of changing, like, all of my stuff, and I've taken a pause.
For your married name?
Yeah, we've done the big documents, like my ID, and I haven't done passport yet, but like social security card, but like bank statements and bills and stuff I haven't changed. But there's a lot you have to change. So I petitioned for that. If somebody's going to change their name later on and they got screwed by their parents, then it should be an easy process. It should be like a one click.
Right. If your name's, you know, Moonbeam Snow Tire.
That's right.
XK25.
Bolivar Shagnasty Velveeta Louise.
Or like X. Isn't that one of... Elon Musk's
One of his 750 children. Yeah.
Yes. Dash, divide, multiply.
Yeah.
It's just get to call a hotline. It's me. Change it. Done.
I guess Megan Fox has had 4 kids now with different fathers.
Yeah, I think Brian Austin Green is her ex. And they had 3.
But does she know who the mother is?
I don't know if she knows. Yeah. Are you sure it's your child?
She looks good. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she did have a surrogate. I hope I could recover like that when I have a kid. Holy smokes.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sure some plastic surgery's in there.
Kelsey Grammer also had another baby?
Yeah. 70-year-old Kelsey Grammer. His 8th kid.
Wow.
It's like Robert De Niro just had one too.
I know. Like, wow, that's got to be so strange for both dad and child to both be in diapers right. at the same time.
Yes. And to be 5 when he passes away.
Yeah. I know. That's
just from old age, too. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. What happened? Oh, old age.
Yeah.
Three things you want to know this morning. Willie Nelson has announced he no longer smokes pot.
Really?
He just does edibles now.
He just eats it.
He just says he's like 92 now and his lungs can't take the actual smoking of pot, so he just, you know, eats the gummies.
Yeah. After 70 years of smoking stuff, he says, yeah, it's probably time to stop.
Yeah, there we go.
In the most unshocking news ever, the TikTok ban that was supposed to go into effect on Thursday, it's been announced the president will delay it another 90 days.
Yay! Okay.
So, yeah, nothing will change. We all knew it was going to happen. It's just, here's your confirmation.
Yay, happy scrolling. WeGo Public Transit is offering free rides for all passengers on 2 of the bus routes if you're going to go to the FIFA Club World Cup this weekend. There's a game on Friday. There's one on Tuesday and Thursday at Geodis Park. So if you would like to ride the bus instead of pay for parking, there's an option for you.
Parking is very expensive.
Might be the way to go.
Yeah.
Here's something you may enjoy. Maybe your new favorite kind of pizza. I don't know if you like Chicago, Detroit, or whatever, but Papa John's is bringing together the intricate, flaky texture of a buttery croissant with the fresh flavors of pizza. Oh. They're making a croissant pizza.
Okay.
So like the crust will be a croissant.
Yes.
I'm not mad at it.
I'll
try that.
Down to try this.
Yeah.
What are we doing today, you guys?
I have some more work meetings and then just finishing cleaning the house. It's like one pile by one pile.
You're expecting company or you're just doing it?
Just to feel better about myself. Yeah. I, for whatever reason, like when my room is dirty and like the house is dirty, I can't sleep well. I don't know if you guys feel that same way, but like when my house is cluttered, it feels like my life is cluttered. So.
Mm. Okay.
It's a chance to regain control.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I'm headed out. I think tonight I'm going to, I've been trying to see it for a while and I wasn't feeling well for a while, so I didn't want to cough in a movie theater. So I think I'm going to go see the latest John Wick saga, Ballerina,
tonight.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, let us know about that.
It's supposed to be
very
brilliant.
Cool. Yeah. Yesterday, my granddaughter Charlie had a softball game scheduled for the playoffs, but it got postponed, and so they're going to try it today.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Nice.
She has a game at 5:30, and then if they win that one, she has another game at 6:30.
Cool.
Doubleheader in the Borough.
All right.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.